Chapter 1. Dark of Night. The fog was so thick that the lead horse on the team was only half visible. The horses were laboring to pull a coach up a steep, muddy hill, while the passengers, coachman, and guard walked alongside.
"The horses will never make the top in this mud, lest we lighten the load," the driver had said. "Afraid I must ask you to walk, gentlemen."
Sounds echoed in the fog, keeping nerves further on edge. The guard told the driver,
"Even I was a highwayman bent on robbing this coach, this'd be my kind of weather."
He glanced at the pistols in his belt, then up at the musket he had left tethered to his bench. Highwaymen might strike at any time or place to rob and kill, and travelers tried not to look prosperous or attract attention. So the three passengers now fighting their way uphill were so covered in coats, mufflers, and low-slung hats that their own mothers would not have known them. At last, everyone reached the top of the hill. When everyone heard hoofbeats in the fog, the guard leaped atop the coach and cocked his musket, and the driver drew a pistol.
"That's close enough,"
called the guard. The hoofbeats stopped. A voice with no body attached called,
"Is this the Dover coach?"
"Who wants to know?"
"Is this the Dover coach? I'm carrying a message for one of the passengers, Mr. Lorry."
Stepping forward, a passenger said,
"I am Mr. Lorry."
The other passengers scurried into the coach.
"It's me, Mr. Lorry. Jerry."
Mr. Lorry told the guard,
"It's all right. I know this man."
Still suspicious, the guard called,
"Ride forward slow, horseman, and keep your hands in plain sight. Even you make a mistake, it won't be fixed in your lifetime."
The horseman slowly materialized out of the fog and halted. He held a white envelope in one hand. Mr. Lorry told the driver,
"Here's a crown to buy you drinks."
And he tossed a coin to the man, who caught it and instantly turned back to face the rider. Lorry stepped forward and took the envelope, and by the side lamp of the coach read its contents. "Wait at Dover for Mamselle. Jerry, take back this reply. Recalled to life."
"Yes, sir."
Mr. Lorry entered the coach, and a moment later, the driver cracked his whip and the coach lurched off into the fog. Jerry, the messenger, said to himself,
"Recalled to life? Now what the devil does that mean?"
He started back along the road. Some time later, the coach reached the English coastal city of Dover. While the other passengers hurried to their homes, Mr. Lorry went to an inn. He told the landlord,
"I shall want to clean up, and then I shall want dinner in a private room."
Soon he sat before a fire, eating a hearty meal and sipping good wine. Staring into the fire, Lorry played an imaginary conversation over and over in his mind. He pictured himself asking an old, white-bearded man,
"And you were buried alive for how long?"
The old man always answered,
18 years.
"But you understand that you have been recalled to life?"
"They tell me so."
Lorry's daydream was interrupted by the sound of a coach entering the inn yard. He arose as the landlord showed a young woman into the room and then closed the door.